Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. And a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and her daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Always love when we read a gospel like today's, a gospel that tells us that Jesus is prepared to set a fire upon the earth and to cause division within the most intimate relationships that we have. And then I hold up the book and I say, the gospel of the Lord, and all of you say, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. But really, we should praise him for the gospel, which is the good news that we heard today. Because when we understand the context of what Jesus is trying to tell us, he's trying to allow us to know that the fullness of his mission comes in this baptism, a baptism of fire. Remember, when we're baptized in water to be cleansed of our sin. But the baptism of fire is that for which is the Holy Spirit. And what is the Holy Spirit? It's the action of God's love and truth. And that's what Jesus is saying. I come now and I am ready to start this fire of my love and truth. One that will consume you. Consume your self-will. One that will purify you from your sinfulness, from your weakness, and will transform you back into the image and likeness for which you were created. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus says this kind of fire, this kind of truth, this kind of love will cause division. It will separate those who seek out the kind of peace the world can give and the kind of peace that comes from living and being purified and transformed in his love and truth. You know my definition of peace. I've been sharing it with you for the past 14 years, right? Peace means the fullness of life in union with God. And we can't have the fullness of our lives if it's caught up in worldly things and stuff and junk. We cannot have the fullness of our lives if it is tainted by sin and our own will. So Jesus says, I am going to make a line of demarcation with this fire, with my baptism. And it will blaze in its fullness when I take the cross. Because it is there that I begin that purification of your wills and of your love. And there will be division. There will be those who cannot accept such a great truth. And those who will live separate from it. When we hear these kinds of divisions, we don't like to hear that there would be separation of families. I mean, we can understand the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law thing. That makes sense. But the rest of it doesn't make any sense to us. So let us listen to what happens to Jeremiah. Why is Jeremiah thrown into the cistern? What in the world did Jeremiah do? If we listen carefully to the first reading, it says, the princes of the nation, those who will inherit the kingdom, basically, are sick and tired of Jeremiah. And they go to the king and they say, he's demoralizing our troops. He's making it almost impossible for us to be what we are. Guess what he's demoralizing them with? The gospel. The good news. It says in the Holy Scriptures that Jeremiah continued to preach straight right. And the princes and the royalty, they continued in their lives of deceit and malice. It's pretty funny to think that Jeremiah is demoralizing the troops with love and truth. But the reality is true, because it's taking them away from what they want. Jesus says, I don't come to bring peace as the earth knows it, because that's a compromise. Peace on earth is a compromise, right? It's a compromise of everything. It's giving in, taking a little. The compromise is simply, you believe that, okay, that's good, then I'll believe this. You stay over there, and I'll stay over here. I mean, that begins in our own families when we're little kids. My brother and I had a piece of tape down the middle of a room. You stay on your side, I'll stay on my side. The only time I ever crossed over was to get out of the room itself. But the compromise is what Jesus says we can't fall into and participate in and share in. That we must be able to stay in our own lane and allow our lives to represent His love and His truth. So what should be our mission this week? I think it should be, as always, to try to become saints. How do we do that? We take our ordinary lives and make them extraordinary by allowing ourselves to be caught on fire by the love and truth of Jesus Christ, allowing ourselves to be purified, allowing ourselves to be transformed and completely exhausting of our own will, to stay on what Jeremiah preached, the straight truth, and stay away from being deceitful and full of malice. Because division is very difficult. And if we try these things, then we will be challenged. But we recognize the value that follows. Now, if I was to speak to you today about dysfunctional families, and I would ask you, I'll do it this way, it'll be easier. For those of you who do not belong to a dysfunctional family, raise your hand. That's what I thought. Thank you. But I'm not going to talk about my dysfunctional family, nor am I going to talk about yours. But if we look at what happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers last year, there's dysfunctional family. Why? Because one person, no, not needed to be named, was full of what? Deceit and malice. He tried to deceive everybody that he was something that he wasn't, and he was all about himself. And this year now we're saying we're much more unified, because when we're unified in one focus, then peace can come to us. So here's our mission. We just follow the second reading. Take time to reread the second reading from Hebrews. It says to us, are you aware that you are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses? Who are the witnesses? The saints. Do you realize the saints set the trail for you? The saints who believe in that love and truth have died for it, have been unwavering in it. Follow their example. And then look to Christ himself if you need to persevere. Because he offered himself on the cross so that the fire could be sparked, that it could be lived. And how long should we persevere in this? Paul tells the Hebrews, until you've suffered the same. So let us do this. When we receive our Lord in Holy Eucharist this morning, remember that what we receive, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, is the sacrifice of that love and truth that has set that line of demarcation. When you receive him, ask him for the gift of faith, the faith to be able to realize that we cannot allow ourselves to be compromised by the world, but instead of judging it, to have enough faith to set an example. Ask for the gift of hope, of knowing that what follows is far greater than the things for which we can obtain in this life, the treasures of heaven. And finally, ask to be able to love more this week than last. And I promise I will do the same.